But now, my cousin Hamlet, and my son.
A little more than kin, and less than kind.
How is it the clouds still hang on you?
Not so, my lord. I am too much of the sun. My father. Methinks I see my father.
Where, my lord?
In my mind's eye, Horatio.
I saw him once. He was a goodly king.
He was a man. Take him for all in all. I shall not look upon his like again.
My lord, I think I saw him yesternight.
Saw? Who?
My lord, the king, your father.
Whither wilt thou lead me?
Speak. I'll go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour has almost come, when I to suffer as some tormenting flames must render of myself.
Alas, poor ghost.
Pity me not, but lend thy seerless hearing to what I shall unfold. Speak.
This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man.
The play's the thing, wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.
Oh, Hamlet, thou hast cleft my heart in twain. That is a willow, grows as can't the brook, that shows his hoar leaves in the glassy stream. There, with fantastic garlands, did she make of crow flowers, nettles, daisies, and long purples.
Here's a skull now. Hath lain you i' the earth 23 years. Whose was it?
Horse and mad fellow he was. Who do you think it was?
There, I know not.
A pestilence on him for a mad rogue. He poured a flagon of Rhenish on me head once.
This same skull, sir, was Sir Yorick's skull, the king's jester. This, ain't that?
Let me see. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy, he hath bore me on his back 1,000 times. And now how abhorred in my imagination it is. My gorge rises at it.